Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A hard look and a call to prayer over the tragedies that many Christian families in Pakistan are facing. Then a Swiss leader is working to unite a fragmented pro-life movement in his country. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Pakistan, where being a Christian girl can mean living as a target. Teenagers Maria, Sidra, Neha, and Alushpa are just four of countless underage girls who've been abducted from their homes and forced to convert to Islam, two of them as recently as last month. And the abuse goes beyond kidnapping. Maria was taken in July and forced to marry a 30-year-old Muslim man. Despite her parents' efforts, a Pakistani high court has ruled that the marriage was valid. Here's Nehemiah with FMI.
In many cases, what are we seeing can be described as a form of modern-day slavery.
He says this modern-day slavery has been going on for years. Families encounter police inaction, falsified birth records for their young daughters, and long legal battles. Even if a girl escapes, she may still be in danger from Muslims, and that's because Islamic marriage ceremonies require a profession of faith in Allah.
Once someone is recognized as a Muslim, leaving Islam is not permitted.
FMI partners share the hope of Christ in the midst of these realities, trusting that even in suffering, God is at work. Pray with them for the protection of Christian girls.
Pray for healing for victims and their families, and pray for that even in the midst of suffering, many will encounter the love and hope found in Jesus Christ.
Next, an East African proverb says, when elephants fight, the grass suffers. Stephen Wesley with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada has just been on the ground in South Sudan, getting a sense for what it's like to be grass under the feet of warring elephants.
It's the women, it's the children, it's across the nation because the men are the ones going to war. There's just devastation.
Wesley and his team recently visited partners in the country to encourage, teach, and provide trauma counseling. When he spoke with people,
all they would talk to you about was the fact that civil war is looming and that they don't want it to come.
Since gaining independence in 2011, South Sudan has struggled to establish national unity and peace. Wesley says corruption complicates a worsening situation.
Here's the heartbreaking thing is that aid is trying to come into the country and it's being robbed.
Yet against this heartbreaking reality stands a hopeful contrast. The joy of believers.
They have tapped into the reality that God is their strength in the midst of this hardship.
Would you join the people of South Sudan in praying for peace?
All of the prognostications are that it's going to go into civil war and it's going to go downhill, but God.
Find more prayer points at our website. And as the abortion rate in Switzerland continues to rise, Life International joins with a local partner to provide Sanctity of Life training. In 2024, there were a total of 12,434 abortions in Switzerland, more than ever before. And recently, Switzerland also passed a landmark measure that requires health insurers to cover the full cost of abortions beginning in 2027. Despite this news, Luke Salick with Life International says there's passion for the pro-life movement in Switzerland. One of their hub leaders who lives there is fighting for every life in his country.
So he's doing a lot of work really trying to unite kind of a fractured pro-life movement in a lot of ways. A lot of different organizations that struggle to trust each other. And he's done awesome work in really achieving some of that unity. A lot of learning along the way in that. So we worked with him to get this training scheduled.
However, this training is just the start. Salick asks for prayer that God would unite the church in Switzerland on the issue of abortion. He's also asking prayer for their team.
They're so on fire for this, and so pray that that fire would continue, that they would endure, not grow weary of doing good.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.